KDBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans are complaining loudly about Governor Tony Evers' line item budget vetoes. Terry Bell reports.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is calling the Democratic governor a liar. He tells WISN-TV's Up Front that Evers went back on promises he made during state budget negotiations.
We did not say it was okay to have one person use a creative veto to have property tax increases guaranteed for the next 400 years. That was never part of our discussion.
Voss objects to Evers' line item veto that keeps spending increases on K-12 schools in place for 402 years. For his part, the governor says he didn't promise Republicans he wouldn't make changes to school funding. That's what he told WISC-TV's For the Record.
At the end of the day, that's the governor's prerogative, and I'm proud to be able to use that type of veto in order to help give some certainty to our schools.
Republicans may try lawsuits, legislation, or a constitutional amendment to pull the reins on Evers. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
The Biden administration is close to starting negotiating with drug makers for better prices. 10 drugs will be chosen for the first round of bargaining by the 1st of September. Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee says she hopes one of those drugs will be a cancer-fighting drug called Imbruvica.
Saved my life. But it costs $197,500 a year. You do the math. That's more costly than most people can afford.
The Medicare price negotiation plan is part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which has already capped insulin prices. There are several lawsuits to try to stop the program. Wisconsin drinking water may have a higher chance of having PFAS or forever chemicals in it than previously thought. A recently conducted U.S. Geological Survey found nearly 45% of American homes could have the forever chemicals in their tap water. At the 8 Wisconsin sites, a part of the survey, all tested above federal environmental standards for PFAS, but tested below the state standards recently set. Wisconsin health officials are turning to the public for ideas about how to use a $15 million from makers of e-cigarettes. That's Wisconsin's share of an out-of-court settlement with the vape maker Juul for marketing its products to kids. The money will be paid out over 5 to 9 years. Keep an eye out for the Northern Lights this week. The University of Alaska Fairbanks Geophysical Institute predicts high activity of the Aurora Borealis across much of the northern United States on Thursday. The best time to see them is at 10 at night to 2 in the morning. The best place to see them will be out in the country away from light pollution. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwaba. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. There may be a change in your morning commute today. Those who take the Ray Nitschke Bridge will have to deal with the bridge being closed today for maintenance. According to a statement from the Public Works Department, the bridge will be closed from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Homes and businesses will still be accessible. A Fond du Lac child is fighting for life after falling into a bonfire. According to Fond du Lac Fire Rescue, the incident happened Saturday night around 10 p.m. on Vermont Street. The child was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to Madison by helicopter. No other details are available at this time. The Seymour Police Department is asking for your help in finding a man who totaled a fence at the Outagamie County Fairgrounds. The incident happened Saturday, July 8th, when a driver drove his pickup truck over a fence, causing severe damage. Authorities are asking those with information to please contact the Seymour Police Department.
Ichwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Brewers shut out the Reds. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers beat the Reds 1-0. At American Family Field, Christian Yelich hit a double in the bottom of the first. Then with two outs, Brian Anderson with the call on Bally Sports.
Brings up the former Red, Jesse Winker. Winker drives one into center field, a base hit. Here comes Yelich, he will score. And Jesse Winker with an RBI.
That would be it, 1-0, thanks to 6 shutout innings from Brewers pitcher Wade Miley, who disagreed he had good command on his pitches.
If y'all really knew where I was trying to throw it, you wouldn't say it was great command.
I was missing with it up and away, but they were swinging at it, so I was trying to go in with all those, and they just happened to swing at them.
Miley spent 2 seasons in Cincinnati. Before coming to the Brewers, Reds manager David Bell spoke to us as the team's equipment truck was being loaded up.
Did a great job for us. I don't know if I've seen him like that. That was really, really good. You know, and I know our hitters aren't thinking that way. You know, we expected to score some runs, but Wade really pitched well. He was throwing hard.
The Reds remain one game ahead of Milwaukee in the NL Central and will host the Brewers Friday night after the All-Star break. Closer Devin Williams got the save. Craig Counsell praised the bullpen.
We pitched very well, and the guys that have, you know, four guys who have had really good first halves for us and pitched really well for us in the first half, you know, kept them to zero.
Baseball's draft continues today. Last night, the Brewers selected infielder Brock Wilken, a power hitter out of Wake Forest, with the 18th overall pick. With the 33rd, they selected Josh Knoth, right-handed pitcher from Long Island, New York. NBA, the Bucks re-signed veteran forward Jay Crowder over the weekend. In summer league action, the Bucks beat the Suns 84-75. Marjon Beauchamp led Milwaukee with 20 points. Bucks head coach Adrian Griffin.
This game is really about effort and will. I thought in the first half, Phoenix was opposing their will on us, and we were kind of giving in to it. In the second half, we played Bucks basketball.
That's the Bucks' Adrian Griffin with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show
on WGBW.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. What you're about to hear is about more than just football. It's about life. This is Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Now, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Wipe the dust out your eyes, because me and Earl is rapping to you. Hit it, Earl.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. That's none other than Gilbert Brown and Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger. Good morning to you, my friend. How you doing, man?
Oh, I'm good, Earl. You know, after our sabbatical, I came to a conclusion.
What's that?
You still got gray hair.
Hey, listen, man. As I said before, I could put some shoe polish on it like you got it. Is that Shinola or what is that you got, man?
It's called Nunya.
Okay. You leave a little splotches on the pillowcases and stuff like that?
This ain't so low, man.
Man, you know, miss you. Last week and miss you as always.
Same here, man.
So listen, man, we're a little closer. We can start feeling it, right? I mean, you know, you've been retired for a little while, but can you still feel it, man? Can you smell it in the air?
Yeah, man. We probably about 20, 18 days out from training camp.
So let me ask you, man. Young people, the rookies, the cats they brought in, you know, what are they going through, man, psychologically, as they ramp up to this, to training camp? Because their whole careers are at stake.
Well, you know, believe it or not, Earl, it ain't just the rookies. It's the veterans that moving from teams to teams, too. They got to have a big adjustment too. It's like you're starting over as a rookie, even though you're not a rookie, because you come into a new team and you got to learn new ropes. It's a big adjustment, man. And I like to tell everybody, when that adjustment comes, it ain't just football adjustments that you got to make. You got to make life adjustments, getting ready for training camp. You got to get your home in order before you leave to come to training camp. So it's a big adjustment all the way around.
You know, Gilbert, we see guys with football helmets and shoulder pads and jerseys, and we see them out there running around on the football field playing what many people may consider a kid's game. But all the psychological stuff behind it, Gilbert, is the part that we don't see, that you really have to be a strong individual. Not just your physical attributes, But psychologically, you got to be a strong person to make it, right?
Oh, absolutely, Earl. I mean, like the ratio they say is, some people love to say, because they believe football is so physical.
Right. Well, it is.
50-50 or 40-40, you know, 60. It's not. It's, the real guys will tell you it's 90% mental, 10% physical. Because you can't be, like I said before when we were talking earlier, Earl, you can't be physical if you don't know where you're going. You got to put the mental stuff down first before you lay down the physical.
So let me ask you, man, playing college football prepares you for the mental part of it, doesn't it? I mean, yes. You can't. Okay, go ahead.
Yes, but the mental gets destroyed when you get to the pros, and it's a flip flop because it's not what you thought it was.
What do you mean?
If your book was a certain way in college, it's two times bigger when you get to the pros.
Okay.
Because sometimes you installing during training camp for the whole year, and then week two, they'll lay down some stuff that you remember that you did in training camp. And you'll be like, oh, okay, that's why we did this. Because in week two, we're going to do this. Or week eight, we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? The coaches, let's put it this way, man. Them coaches hardly ever leave. I don't know how their families do it. That's why I ain't even tried to be an NFL coach. Because I can't do that.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't even leave your office, man. Go home, kiss your wife and your babies, and you come on back. I ain't ready for that. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Put in the work because they game planned it for the whole year. You see what I'm saying?
So
we think.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just saying we think that we installed it for this week. They sitting up, the coaches will come down, do what they gotta do. Then preparing for the Bears, they preparing all the way to week 9 for somebody else.
So there's a foundation of things that you have to learn at the onset of training camp, and then the variations each week that they change?
Yes. Yes, I mean, it's like I say, it's mental all the way around, Earl. You know what I'm saying? And some of the guys get cut because they're mentally not ready for this game.
And they can
figure to be ready, and they can try and try and try. But if you don't get that mental down pat, you're done.
So let me ask you, now clearly they must not only have people who work with the players physically, but they got to be also people who work with them mentally because they made this investment in them, right?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying, Earl. We in football, you can't have somebody holding your hand all the time.
Okay.
You cannot. You got to learn some of this stuff on your own.
Okay.
Because one team ain't going to treat you like another team. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Most of this stuff, it should be laid down from day one, high school, college, pro. Adjustment from high school, college, and pro. They say everything's faster, high school, college, pro. Everything is right, man. You got to be able to adjust your whole life to become a professional. That's the word. And that's the word they're going to hit you with. You got to be a professional, son. So we're going to get somebody to be professional for you.
So, Gilbert, they don't invest money in you guys, the kind of money that they invest in a draft choice or in bringing in a veteran without having talked and figured that you are capable of handling that kind of stress and that kind of pressure, right? I mean, they don't just bring a guy in without knowing and talking to him and understanding that this guy is capable of handling that. And maybe they may think that's the case, but when it comes down to really, you know, dealing with it, it's a different story. Is that how that works?
Yes and no. They got the team invest in their player as much as they can. They gonna give you all the tools that you need.
Right.
But it's like that old saying, Earl, I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make you drink it. That's just how it is, man. Sometimes you gotta understand, you gotta grow up, and you gotta understand that this is your profession, and you gotta treat it as such. They ain't gonna have a teacher in the classroom telling you, okay, this is what you gotta do.
Okay.
That's what your coach is gonna do. Your coach is gonna lay it down. That's why we got individual coaches. He gonna lay it down to you. It's time for you to go home and study. You can't just take that book home and set it on the shelf.
Okay.
You gotta sit there, you gotta read, and then when they come back to you, they're gonna say, this kid is not getting it.
So they can tell that you're not getting it from what they see on the field, right? I mean, is that how they can tell?
Can tell you're not getting it? Because if you're not where you're supposed to be all the time, then you're stupid.
Well, so Gilbert, I mean, I'm just and you just kind of hit the nail on the head. It's a team sport, and everybody counting on everybody to be where they're supposed to be on every play. And if you're not where you're supposed to be, you blow up the whole play, and everything can be blown up.
Let's take into consideration last year's play again when Aaron Rodgers was throwing to those young receivers. Aaron Rodgers dropped back, and he throws to a spot.
Right.
Where you're supposed to be. And they weren't where they supposed right. to be. That's a good example of not doing what you're supposed to do or putting in the work so everybody can be on the same page. Because football is timing. You got to have your timing down. It's like a dance. If you miss a step, the whole play is messed up.
You know, man, that was a great analogy, Gilbert, where you said, where and that explained the whole thing. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers throws to a spot. The cat
I supposed to be working on somebody's network, but they laying people off too much.
So they throw to the spot. The cat ain't there. The ball gets intercepted.
Yeah.
It changes the whole game, right? Games won or lost on one play.
And it's crazy. Even on defense, the same way. If we're doing a stunt, and Santana crashes down, and I'm supposed to come around, but I forgot to come around.
Right.
And from that running back through that hole, oh, my God. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
It happens on defense, too. If you in deep thirds, are you supposed to be in flats, but you saw something and you went to go cover it, the flats is wide open, and they throw that cat the ball? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. And people get cut for those things.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do they? Because you're supposed to be there, and the old boy bumping his head with goalposts.
Yeah. You know, the other part of all of this, Gilbert, is there's money, right? Business.
There's money involved.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you don't make the playoffs. There's money, right?
Yeah.
You know, Gilbert made a couple of mistakes that cost us the playoffs. You know, got to pay a price. Got to go to break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Under
call
the
helmet
with the grave digger. We'll be right back.
Attention. Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Your updated forecast, a mix of clouds and sun today with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, lows level off around 64. Cloudy, chance for scattered storms tomorrow, high of 77. Partly cloudy skies. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Turning warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and storms possible. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
All right, welcome back. The Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number, under the helmet with the Gravedigger. You know, Gilbert, we were just, and our phone lines are open, give us a call. You know, Gilbert, I was just talking, we were just talking about what lies ahead for not just rookies, but veterans and all of this during this period of time, the stress that goes along with it. You know, it used to be they got at least 6 preseason games. So if you made a mistake, you got a chance to really show what you could do in 6 preseason games. What are they down to, 3? And so do guys in 3 games, Gilbert, they can't just measure you whether or not you're the person in 3 games. When you're at practice, that's part of now. Clearly, they're determining whether or not you're a guy that they can count on in practice more now than years ago when you played when they had 6 preseason games.
No, Earl, let me correct you. I ain't never seen 6 preseason games.
They used to have 6 preseason games before you started. Hey, Kevin, look that up.
Four was the most.
Okay.
Or maybe 5.
Okay. So, well, 5 or 6.
4 or 5.
I think they had 6.
What I'm trying to say, I'm narrowing it down because now is even worse. It's getting down to 3 to 2.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So we had to do it in 4, and they got to do it in 2 or 3. Because you have to shorten it. Because of the season, because they added it.
Right, 17 games.
17 games. So you got to shorten it. So regardless of what it is, Earl, I told you, just like I told you before, basically, if they give you 4 plays, you got to show them something in 4 plays, Earl.
Man.
That's just like, and Earl, because you want to know why? Because they got another dude that can do it.
Right.
They just got to find it. They ain't going to mess around. The train does not stop for one man. That's how it is in the NFL. If you can't do it, son, we thought you are not who we thought you were. Goodbye. Let's go get somebody else.
So that's the cold-hearted business part of it, right?
Oh, they don't care about you. They don't care about you. When you get old, we holler at you. And you start losing a step, we holler at you. It goes back to how, let's put it this way. How great was Joe Montana?
Oh, come on, man. Unbelievable.
Who thought he would ever lead the 49ers? Who thought Brett Favre would ever lead the Green Bay Packers? Who thought Aaron Rodgers would ever lead?
Hey, who thought the Gravedigger was going to leave the Green Bay Packers? Come on, man.
Oh, I didn't leave. Mike Sherman did that for me.
I know. So, but all of this, let's go to the phone lines. Calvin, who do we have on the line? Hey, Dave from Mequon. Good morning, Dave.
Dizay. Hey,
good morning, you're all. I got a new nickname for you, Gilbert. I'm going to call you Big G. Is that okay?
Big G. Okay, yeah, I appreciate it.
What do you think?
I like the Gravedigger better, but go ahead.
All right. Anyway, I wanted to just chime in really quickly. I only remember 4 preseason games, but...
You're younger, man. You cats are younger.
Earl gonna push this point across, man.
It's been 4 games. It was 4 games for a long time up until just very recently. What I was going to say, though, you know, football teams really basically have, you got your locks as far as who's going to make the team automatically. We know who's going to make the team. Really what it comes down to, it comes down to maybe a handful of players that could potentially, you know, if they are not on the team, I don't know if the practice squad was bigger when you're around, Gilbert, but is essentially,
David and Gilbert,
way over there.
Hang on a second. From 1970 through 1977, the NFL season consisted of 14 regular season games and 6 exhibition games.
Whoa.
1970 through 1977. 1977.
Earl, you talking to us in present tense. Ain't nobody talking about nothing in 1970.
Well, what are you talking about, man? I was around then.
There is nobody listening but you that was born in 1970 looking at 6 preseason games.
I told you they had 6 preseason games.
I think you met Jesus.
Come on, man.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Hey, you know, hey, David, hang on, man. We got to go to a break. We'll take your question on the other side. Hey, don't question the dean. I've been around a little while, man.
The dean's still in 1970. Ain't nobody still in 1970,
I told
man.
You, man, I remember them having 6 preseason. Gilbert, can you imagine 6 preseason games?
If there were 6 preseason games, now everybody would be playing.
All right. We got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back. Gilbert.
Yeah.
What year were you born?
71.
Oh.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show
on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Justin Finch. Along the Hudson River north of New York City, floodwaters have turned deadly. Some parts of the state got almost 8 inches of rain, says ABC Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z.
A state of emergency in Orange County. This family frantically trying to keep the water out of their home.
Please stop! Let it stop!
Elsewhere in the same county, one woman was killed, swept away in those turbulent floodwaters. People driving on Storm King Highway in Cornwall, dodging rushing waterfalls. Dozens of roads closed.
Extreme temperatures for the Southwest again. Could be 110 degrees plus for a second straight week in some parts of Arizona. President Biden having tea with King Charles today. Earlier, the president spoke with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. Both leaders heading for the NATO summit in Lithuania. Among the topics there, Ukraine's request to join NATO and cluster bombs on their way to Ukraine. This is ABC News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin.
A Fond du Lac child is fighting for life after falling into a bonfire. According to Fond du Lac Fire Rescue, the incident happened Saturday night around 10 p.m. on Vermont Street. The child was taken to a local hospital, then airlifted to Madison by helicopter. No other details are available at this time. Door County is facing an invasion of Asian jumping worms. According to the Door County Daily News, the Sturgeon Bay compost site has closed as they deal with the problem. The Door County Invasive Species Team and Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources were called after a customer found worms in some mulch. Asian jumping worms are considered invasive. They deplete soils of nutrients and moisture and can ruin a garden. If you're concerned about your own garden or business, the City of Sturgeon Bay Facebook page has a link to the Wisconsin DNR website. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Drive safely, Wisconsin. Highway workers are out on the road. Help them out. Slow down, stay focused, and eliminate distractions. Work zone safety. It's everyone's responsibility.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
This summer, 5098 AM, 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dominic Crew. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. Keep on
coming. All right, welcome back. Show under the helmet with the grave digger. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go back to the phones quickly, David, from Mequon. You were saying.
Good morning again. Really quickly, in regards with, you know, bringing the amount of preseason games down, I remember they were talking about the reason why they're doing that is get more money. Making
right.
money in the regular season.
Right.
And I foresee they'll probably end up doing it again because, you know, you got, what, 9 home games or 8 road games, so you're at
right.
17. It's an odd number. So they'll probably push it to 18 sooner than later. because they can obviously charge a lot more, you know, for that regular season game than they could the preseason. But my question also to Gilbert would be, you know, some of these guys, though, do, and I'm not sure when he was playing how big the practice squad was, but I know that they do stash away guys in the practice squad, and then, you know, that's another way for them to kind of develop, so to speak. And, you know, do you think they're going to expand the practice squad, you know, the amount of people on there as well, do you think, going forward too?
It's a good question, Dave.
Season games down?
It's a good question, yep. Man. Thank you very much for the call. Gilbert?
You know, the practice squad was never large. You know, somewhere in there, 5-6 players, you know, certain positions that they thought that was coming along. But in order for a good team to flourish, I think a practice squad should be bigger. But then again, Earl, you got to remember, we were hitting back then. That's why a practice squad was a body, a dude to fill in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Since they don't do as much hitting in practice anymore, I don't know. I don't know which way that will swing. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you want to develop guys. Yes, you want to do this, but you need bodies in practice. You can't have your star out there doing all the reps and all the scout team reps.
Let me ask you, Gilbert, do you think it makes a difference in the play during the week now that they don't hit during the week?
Yes.
Better or worse?
They're trying to keep the guys, man. But, you know, that's why you have so many injuries on game day. It's okay. Because your body is not
used to getting hit. Okay.
Not used to, like then, I mean, the injuries now is different from the injuries when we was playing because we was hitting all the time.
Right.
So that same hit that we got won't feel like nothing. But if you ain't hit all week or you only hit one day or you thudding or whatever, you get in the game day and it's 100%. Injuries are going to happen.
So
it's just plain and simple.
So you're saying your body can grow accustomed to getting hit?
Oh, absolutely. It's things I used to do that I can't do now. No. I could have took my elbow and run it through a wall.
Right.
With no problem. My forearm through a wall with no problem. Now, I'll be hurting for 6 weeks.
Well, you're an old man now. But I'm talking about young people. Young players.
I'm using that as a terminology. I know.
So listen, man. I wanted to talk about the pack of mystique, man. I wanted to talk about Gilbert. Why, after all of these years, people are still waiting in line to get tickets. And why such a long waiting list? I remember there being a waiting list, man, back when Bart Starr and them were playing. And people are still on the list. And people have long since died and been gone. And their parents dead and gone. And even they're dead and gone. And they still got waiting lists for Green Bay Packer football. What is that?
You know what? Earl, that goes to show you what from day one the Green Bay Packers put down as far as tradition, as far as love of the game. You know what I'm saying? As far as the mystique. You gotta look at Lambeau Field, man. It ain't moved.
No.
It may have a couple changes here and there, but it ain't moved. And it'll never move.
They'll never replace it.
You can't, man. That's why when other players come to town, they're like, man, I can't wait to play in Lambeau Field. I need to see what that's all about.
Yeah.
It's a different electricity, man. I mean, they say Dallas America's team and this, that, and the other, but they ain't got no tradition that ain't been there like we have, that ain't moved.
I ran
into a lady this weekend, Earl. She said she put her son on the list at the age of 6 months. The boy is 32 now.
You talking about to get tickets?
He still ain't got tickets. He still She said he's still 60,000 deep on the list. Do you hear me?
Yeah. Season tickets we're talking about.
Season tickets, 60,000 deep on the list. And he's been waiting for 32 years.
You know, man, the Green Bay Packers mystique, even when they weren't winning, they were selling out.
Still standing room only.
Yeah, standing room only.
And we ain't just in we don't just stay in the state of Wisconsin. I told you before, Earl, we had an American Bowl over in Tokyo, Japan, against the Kansas City Chiefs. More than half the stadium was Green Bay Packer fan. More than half.
Japanese, and they weren't Green Bay Packer fans that traveled to Japan.
No. I don't know. It was a lot of them that got on the plane. Now right. I don't know how you did it 15 hours because I was I was sick. So that's 30 hours up and back.
Hey, and scared.
But hey, when they paying you that money, Earl, you gonna get on that plane, baby.
But this. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Why do you, what is it about you as a Green Bay Packer fan that you keep coming back? You keep coming back. Now, you guys laughing at me because I was telling you about way back in 1970. And, you know, I remember the 60s and the Packers, watching them as a young boy. So, you know, Bob Skowronski and all them. I'm watching all of these guys. Henry Jordan, you know. Jim Ringo, you know. I tell you, man, Forrest Gregg, Boyd Dowler, you know. I mean, all those guys, Gilbert, that you met when you were young, man, I saw them catch play. And here it is. And so I went from a boy now to a senior, and I'm still, when Sunday roll around, guess what I'm looking to do when the Packers come on? I don't care what else is going on. I'm sitting down watching the Packers. So it's something going on about the Packers, and I was looking up, before we came on the air, the fan bases, and you know, the teams that have the top fan bases in all of football, 32 teams, the Green Bay Packers are ranked number 2. After all those decades.
Still should be number 1, Earl. Still should be number 1.
Yeah, and I was surprised that the New Orleans Saints have the number 1 fan base. If the Packers had anything to do with it, the Packer fans, they would hurry up and try to fix that, But what is it, man? I can't believe New Orleans doesn't have a tradition of the Packers.
Well, New Orleans is a different culture, man. I mean, when I look at that culture, man, they got football from who dad to whoever. You know what I'm saying? it's just a culture down there because, you know, football is different in so many states. You see what I'm saying? The belief of football, the kids in football, the parents in football, and all that stuff grows, man. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have competition, but we still should be number 1. Period. Wisconsin is football heavy.
Look, man. You're the Packers are ranked number 2 out of all 32 football organizations, and 2 ain't bad. And the other part of it is, look how small Green Bay is. And the fact that they're ranked number 2, and they're not moving downward. They're certainly not moving downward. Younger and younger. Go ahead.
But the thing is, Earl, it ain't just Green Bay. We are worldwide,
right?
For fans, period. You know what I'm saying? You don't get to that list by just inside your.
So how do you think this Green Bay Packer mystique is all over the world. What is it about the Packers that make them different? Is it that G on the helmet or that green and gold?
That. And all that tail we whooped back in the day.
Yeah, but
all of championships. See, championships bring recognition. It brings power. It brings respect on that name. 13 championships brings respect on that name. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. But most of those 13 championships were before there was anything called the Super Bowl. Those championships were in the early stages of pro football. But they've certainly counted, and they've made the Packers. They built the reputation of the Packers back then. Is it safe to say that?
Evolve.
Right.
Earl, that's the word. Evolve. Championships evolve into Super Bowl. So just imagine, we got 13 Super Bowls before Super Bowls even started.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
So they
built, and we got four of those.
So they built the foundation going back to Curly Lambeau.
Earl, the thing to me is it was started on day one. That's why we got the G on the side of our helmet, because we're great. Started from day one.
Now the G stands for great. Okay.
You didn't know that?
I thought the G stood for Green Bay.
No, it stands for greatness, son.
Okay, great. I stand corrected. We got to go to the break. 844-967. Oh, we got a minute or two left. So Gilbert, and the reason I'm asking all of these things is because it's right around the corner. That Packer fans right now can't wait for the summer to get over with. And as short as the summer is, people can't wait for the summer to get over so we can get to that. Earl. To me, that's some crazy thinking. You know,
Earl, it's excitement in the air. You want to know why?
Go ahead, man.
You want to know why? Just because
we don't know what's going to happen, right?
We got a new quarterback, but we start the season off against the oldest
Chicago
rivalry,
Bears, man.
The oldest rivalry in pro football.
Hey, Gilbert, there's no way possible that if I'm alive, I know where I'm going to be opening day. I know exactly where I'm going to be. There's nothing else. You know, hey, leave me alone. I'm going to tell the missus, leave me alone. Let's got to go to break. 844-967-2789 is the number. Under the helmet, the grave digger. We'll be right back.
You don't stop. You don't stop. Don't fat in it out.
Attention, Wisconsin veterans.
Hello, I'm Tony Evers, the governor of Wisconsin. If you are a veteran struggling to pay for rent, utilities, or other life-sustaining services, I want you to know that the Veterans Rental Assistance Program is here to help. You have already made a most noble sacrifice. You shouldn't have to continue doing so. We are here to support you. The Veterans Rental Assistance Program was created by and for people living in Wisconsin, with benefit approvals being issued to veterans in just days, not months. It's never easy to ask for assistance, but rest assured, we're here to help. You've always been there for us. We want you to know that we're here for you. Call 833-WISVRAP. That's 833-947-8727. Or visit VRAPWI.com. On behalf of the state of Wisconsin, thank you.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. A mix of clouds and sun this afternoon with a high of 90. Southwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Lows level off around 64. Overcast skies. Chance for scattered storms tomorrow. Highs around 77. A blend of clouds and sun. Low 70s Wednesday with a chance for scattered rain showers. Warmer Thursday with highs in the upper 70s and storms. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 73.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Town Call.
On WGBW.
Love Tree,
all right, I'm back. Under the helm of the Grave Digger on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So Gilbert, man, the people who set this schedule knew what they were doing. Because to open the season, is it at home at Lambeau?
No.
Oh, it's in Chicago. But so imagine, let's say Gilbert's coming out of the tunnel in how come I can't remember the name of the Bears football field?
Soldier Field.
Soldier Field, man. Opening day. Mm-hmm. You're coming out of the tunnel. Man, you can't even feel the ground, man. You know, your feet off the ground, man. Your head is in the clouds. You're coming out of that tunnel. You know what the deal is. You're ready to leave it all on the football field, man. What's that feeling like, man?
Ain't no other, man. Because you got to understand something, man. It's a rivalry game, first of all. So it's unmatched. The energy is
intensity,
unmatched.
Yeah.
It is unmatched. And you coming out the tunnel or whatever it is they got down there at Soldier Field and –
It's like a small Super Bowl,
we don't like each other. It's like the Hatfields and McCords. If you don't see a fight in the stands or a dude somewhere, hey man, it ain't a Green Bay Packers Chicago Bear game. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I don't care the intensity or whatever, who got what. Monday morning, you know you played the Bears because you hurt, man. You soaked. Because regardless of what the scores
are, what the records are,
we about to fight, homeboy. We about to put it down. I don't like you. You don't like me. It's time to put it down, son.
You know, man, I just know this much about that because I've watched the rivalry, man, from Gale Sayers. And
Gale Sayers, KU, baby.
Amen. From Gale Sayers, and I was trying to think of number 9, the quarterback for the Bears way back then. You don't know, you wasn't born. But
Jim McMahon.
No, man, long before
for the Bears, McMahon. You talking about Jim McMahon?
Hey, Gilbert, you a youngster. I'm talking about.
And it's the Bear, so I don't really care.
It's about 1965. I forgot his name.
Oh, man. Do you know these people don't want to hear nothing from way back then? They want to hear what's going on.
Okay, guys. But my point is, you come out, Gilbert, and you know what that deal is. And you're going to leave it all on the field because the coaches. So the coaches don't have to get you worked up for that game, do they?
No, we take it like this. You in the backyard playing basketball or you backyard doing something and the dude just jumped the gate and say, I want your ball, sucker.
Yeah.
What? gonna do, Earl? What you gonna do?
Hey, so it may not. So it's safe to say, Gilbert, it may not be a game the whole season. That opening game, the energy level, man, sky high.
It's yeah, but Earl,
and then they had the Bears.
Yes, there you go. That's the key ingredient. I mean, we've been waiting to play a game because you had training camp, however long training camp is, and now you're ready to go hit somebody else. But when you put the Chicago Bears in the mix, you want to know why they did that, though? I'm going to tell you why. Because Jordan Love needs to get his confidence together. And there's no other team than the Chicago Bears you can get your confidence.
Well, the Bears is on the upswing, too.
And the Bears ain't on nothing. The Bears ain't on nothing. I'm getting tired of people talking about the Bears and the Detroit Lions. I'm getting tired of talking about them.
You may be tired of talking about them.
But
they waited a long time to get to a point where people start talking about them in a positive. So
you think they got a 30-year waiting list on these
No,
tickets?
They ain't got no
30. Either one of them?
They don't have a 30-year waiting list, Gilbert. What they have is... They have two teams finally on the upswing after 50 years. So, you know, for the Lions, over 50 years. For the Bears,
I'm going to put you on the spot right now, Earl. You think the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions...
They have a better record than the Packers, right? Yes.
They have I ain't talking about records. Oh. I'm talking about you think they can beat them. Mano y mano.
Right now?
Right now.
Well, how do I know? I don't know what the Packers have.
You don't know what the Bears have, but everybody keep talking about they're going to beat us.
Well, because they're going by the fact that the Bears started playing. Oh, well, they were 3-13 last year, 3-something. They were they weren't very
Thank
good.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
But they invested Thank some money, Gilbert. They spent more money. Chicago, this is what you may not know. Chicago spent more money on players and upgrading than anybody else in the NFL.
Who made them do all that?
Well, I mean, listen, man, they got
to... Losing to the Green Bay Packers, we going to make you spend some money to try and catch up, chump.
Well, Aaron Rodgers, they got tired of Aaron Rodgers talking about, I own you. He said to the Bears...
Aaron Rodgers.
I know, but that's what he said.
He did say he was the greatest Packer of all time.
Too. Yeah, but he said he owned the Bears, and the Bears fans were sick of that. And yeah, the Packers did own them. But this one, look, Gilbert, I'm kind of excited about it, you know.
Like I am too, man.
My wife it ain't nothing happening. Nothing happening. That time when the Packers come on. You know, dinner, I'm already had that ready. And so no phone calls.
He knows.
Don't interrupt me. It's the Bears and the Packers. Opening day, Gilbert. It don't get no better than that, does it?
It don't get no better than that, man. I mean, you got opening days all over the place. You got when basketball opens up, baseball opens up, But when the Green Bay Packers open up against the Chicago Bears, you can rob 14 banks in Green Bay. Ain't nobody going to care.
I know.
Ain't nobody going to care about it until Monday morning.
Listen, man. Hey, listen, time flies when you're having fun. We got to move on. My friend, we'll talk next week. Under the hill with the grave digger. Always good to have you on, my friend.
You too, my brother. Calvin, I holler at you. Tell Big Sandy I said what's up, man.
I will. We'll be right back.
Living
living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.